irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following. I don't know where the hell my book is, but I'm going to try to rattle them off as best I can. iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio. We're on Amazon, Alexa, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Geo7, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify. I think I got most of them. And we're now also syndicated on Sirius XM Radio. Because we're serious. I'm just kidding. I'm not usually that serious. But anyway, this is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse.
Hi, everybody.
You sound like Dr. Nick on The Simpsons. Anyway, we're Jenny and the Muse. Welcome to our show. We're very excited to have you guys stop by. And we got a great show today planned for you. And I tend to mosh out a little too much to heavy metal music. Case in point, the band we have on tonight. So I'm losing my voice just a little bit. I was screaming to Pandemic Unleashed music earlier. And now I can't talk. That's what happens. I got a crick in my neck and now I can't talk. Thank you, Gino. I love it. I always love that. I'm sorry. It's awesome. Let's see. We manage many bands and our artists from around the world. We're going to do a quick shout out to some of them. Again, don't know where my book is, but I'm going to rattle them off best I can. Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Band of Family, Hollywood Nightmare, Berserk, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine, which are DJs from Italy. God damn it. Somebody's going to... Mortis the Devil's Reject. The Mortis All Dancers featuring Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Cinder. Who else? I already said Hollywood Nightmare. I'm just so unplanned. I got to memorize these things, god damn it. I need to anyway, because so I can rattle them off my brain. But yeah, we've got a lot of bands and that we manage and Derek Webb, actor extraordinaire, of course. High Priestess Dawn Marlowe, don't forget about her. We've got all kinds of great people. So check them out. Go check out all of our artists, our bands. Got Band of Family from up in Bakersfield. Definitely amazing music. Burn the Ships, also from Bakersfield. And Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo. Cannot forget them. I think I got everybody. quick shout out to the bars and venues that we work with regularly, or will as soon as this bullshit COVID is fucking over. we got our first date back at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood for Saturday, May 22nd. It'll be tribute and cover bands. We have three bands in the process of booking bands right now. Just waiting to hear back from a couple people, and we're good to go. So we got an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock bands. Come check us out. Like I said, Saturday, May 22nd at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. And that's on Lancashire. So check them out. We also want to shout out to Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, owners Mark and Angie Cordova. We miss you guys. They're in downtown LA, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, 90012. We also have PD's Place in Tarzana, owner PD Partello. Miss you very much. Owner of Universal Bar and Grill is Greg Beer. And then also Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We're coming for you, baby. And we can't wait to do shows, especially metal shows again at all our venues. We're very excited. But the thing that's most exciting me tonight, now that we've done all our little shout outs and whatnots, speaking of concerts coming up at the beginning of May, we have Pandemic Unleashed going to play in Stages in fucking Santa Ana. Woo! The old, for all of you out there, it used to be Malone's in Santa Ana. It is now called Stages. It has two stages, hence the name Stages. But shout out to Gino Gavlik. Was it Gavlik? Gavlik. Okay. Gino Gavlik, lead singer from Pandemic Unleashed. Metal band. Holy shit, these guys rock. I've seen them play at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Seen them play at the Characters in Pomona. And I think one other of my brother's shows. Shout out to Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions, of which we are also a part of. I help him run concerts and The Door on occasion. Can't wait to get back to shows, of course. But I'm very excited and that you get to, you know, start playing shows again. And you guys are amazing. Holy crap, like over 220,000 fucking followers just on Facebook. So these guys are a force to be reckoned with, and you need to goddamn check them out. Go on Spotify, anywhere music can be heard, listened to, whatever. Videos, go check out their video page on YouTube. All you type in is Pandemic Unleashed, which is, considering what the fuck is going on in the world right now.
Infected.
It's very aptly timed.
Craziness, huh?
It's fucking crazy. But your name of your band, just the name of your band is like the perfect name for what the hell is going on right now. A pandemic that was unleashed.
We've delivered the message. We've been delivering it 15 years now.
I think you were foretelling of what was going to happen, dude.
Future teller, I've been told.
Right. Exactly. So what has COVID looked like for your band, Gino?
I mean, as far as what's coming up, as far as what we're going to be doing a show.
How has it affected you? I mean, all bands have been affected, obviously. What have you done during this time, you know, to stay focused and going?
Well, we couldn't do any shows really last year, so that kind of slowed down for everybody and us as well. Right. But we continue to write new music. We've written four new songs. We released our CD out there that's on Spotify now. You can listen on Spotify or YouTube.
What's the name of the CD? Tell everybody.
It's kind of funny. You don't know what the name of my CD is?
I want you to tell everybody what the name of it is.
You guys got to guess it.
You're going to make people guess.
It's called Quarantined.
Which is perfect.
I know, it's funny, huh?
That was the joke. That's why I wanted you to say it. Because
you guys are all quarantined in your house. We've been quarantined as well. So while we were quarantined, we wrote some new songs. And we kind of remixed some old songs that we'd done too that we wanted to do as well. But we also did two new videos. So that's what's been keeping us busy. Now we're getting excited to be able to come out when the shows start opening up, start playing some shows coming up. We're excited about this next one coming up here in May.
That is awesome.
With Edema.
It's Saturday, May 8th, right?
Yep.
What's your time slot so people will know?
Not really sure. It's probably going to be about maybe 9:30, 9:45. I don't have all the times exactly, but I'll get those and put those on the event so everybody knows.
So somewhere after 9, I mean, that's when the big swingers start coming out.
Yeah, doors open at 7. Come out. Yeah. I mean, I encourage everybody to come out. Doors open at 7. There's going to be some really good bands even before us, you know, that are going to be going on as well. So some really good talent out there, some local bands coming out. So we're excited to play with these guys.
Which is awesome. And you're opening for Edema, which is fucking huge. That's a good size band. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like their following and, you know, their music.
Yeah. It's good to see them come back out on the streets again and play again, you know, cause they were out for a little while, but, you know,
I think you're well matched as far as your music style and theirs. I think the bands, I've looked at the bands on the roster for that night, the ones that they, you know, I see on the flyer so far and everything. Really good stuff. I think it's a great, it was great. It was planned really well as far as like the music goes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be a great show. As I'm saying, all the bands are, they're going to be just rocking that place. It's going to be a great night, the whole night. So.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever been down to Malone stages, whatever, it's a pretty decent sized place. And the two stages, I love how, you know, everybody coordinates, you know, everybody does their shows different, of course, but, you know, if you really, I guess, milk it, if you really know what you're doing, you know, you could just back to back, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, I've seen Nathan do several shows down there. I've done a show there now myself. So I've seen how it works logistically, you know, with the back and forth. You could, you know, feasibly, I squeezed, what was it, 9 bands on in one night.
Yeah.
That's you know, between like, I think I had the first band go on at 7. And go all the way up to like the last band went on at like, I don't know, 12:30, 12:15, some model, something like that. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a really, it sounds like it's going to be a great show. It really does.
Yep.
Now you said, okay, so your band's been around 15 years. I mean, I know you've been on the show before, but I want people to reintroduce you to listeners, you know what I mean? So they can kind of get a feel for your band and what kind of message you have, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know this is more of a themed album as far as like, I mean, Pandemic Unleashed, the name, you put the quarantine, but it also kind of like goes along with what's going on right now, which is amazing. How many albums do you guys have out in total, or I guess EPs and or albums?
We've got, with the current lineup that we have, we only have the one that we released. But we've had a couple other ones that we've put out throughout the years as well. So we probably had about 3 or 4 over the years. And we've had a couple of singles years ago and stuff, but we're doing, with the current lineup, everybody that's been in the band has been in the band going on over 3 years now. So we're pretty stable now as a band with the current lineup. Really happy with our progress in this band now. So it's going well. You know, a lot more songs and just we click a lot better as far as our dynamics and stuff. So it's interesting that how we all collaborate pretty well.
That's really good because you have to have a good cohesive unit and you have to be able to get along. You're in a band. I mean, you know, you go on tour, you're traveling with these people. You're stuck in hotels with these people or staying in tour buses or whatever, you know, your situation is. And, you know, if you don't get along with people, like if you got all this animosity, if you got backbiting and fighting and issues and, you know, bad, the personalities clash and all that, it comes out in your music, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't sound as good as when you truly vibe with each other.
Yeah, don't. It does make it rough, you know, with everything that you do as far as shows, as far as recording. You know, it's tough. It's a commitment between everybody, and we all get along great. We're all friends. We treat it like family. Like, you know, this is, you know, we've got a tight unit, so we try to keep it like that, you know, and just we talk, communicate, and we're open about things. So it makes it a lot easier.
That's good. That's good. No, nobody's got a big head and think that they're better than anybody else. Everybody's kind of on the same page and they're all
working
towards a common goal.
Yeah. We're all human. You know, no egos. We just love writing music and put on good shows for everybody and entertain, you know. That's what we love to do, you know. So have fun with it.
That's really good that you guys have that bond and have that, you know, camaraderie and relationship, because without that, you know, that it can be very, I've seen bands just fall apart because, you know, one person comes in and yeah, they're a great musician. They shred on the guitar. They play really great drums, whatever, you know, it is. And they just, horrible to get along with and not a team player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not a good scene. not for the entertainment industry. And if you can't get along with others, then you're going to have more issues down the line. You know, at some point people aren't going to want to work with you, you know what I mean? And nobody really wants that, I guess. You know, especially when you're a musician. Now are you guys planning, like, hopefully once this is kind of starting to settle down, playing more shows, maybe go on a tour? You guys got anything in the works that you're trying to, you know, look into?
Yeah, we're looking at what's opening up and seeing what bands are coming through. If we can maybe get on some shows with some national acts coming through, maybe try to do a little mini tour, you know, up in Northern California to kind of get out and just get on the road a little bit and see what it's like, you know, to start playing out again, you know, more and just, you know, see what's going on. So yeah, we definitely have plans to do something like that.
That's good. That's good that you guys are progressing towards, you know, like what's going to happen later on in the year. You're like, you're already, you know, thinking about it and, you know, looking into it. And that's a good thing because, as you know, it's as a promoter, you know, and I'm sure Nathan would agree with this if he was here, that it can be difficult, and you have to book everything as early as possible. You have to jump on shit, because if you don't act as quickly as possible, all the good dates will be, you know, snarfed up by some other fucking promoter and whatever else. And it's really hard in Southern California, especially, to get a goddamn Friday or a Saturday show. You know what I mean? You got to show them that you can consistently bring in X number of people and that you can do this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, and you can't really promise that. It's difficult. You every show is different. Every venue is different.
I was just going to say that. Every show is different. Yeah, every show is different.
You just never know what's going to take place. You can't ever, like, guarantee, like, oh, I'm going to have 500 people there, guaranteed. You can't do that. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, you can promise them the moon and stars, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to deliver.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's how it kind of works in this thing. But, you know, you got to jump on it, and you got to find new venues. Like, I'm constantly hunting as an artist, so it's not just the promoter aspect. I also have to look at it from the other side, because I actually manage bands and artists. So I have to get them booked on other people's concerts, not just my own, you know? So it's a continual progress. It's something that you got to consistently, like, just be, you know, beating on doors like, oh, hey, I see you got some show and you're looking for such and such. You got to know people. You got to, like, reach out to promoters. So, like, my bands always send me stuff like, oh, I got this promoter I work, you know, I know, like, that works with this particular venue here. Can you get us on this show? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of rely on a lot of that word of mouth, I guess. Yep. How do you guys usually find out about shows?
Social media. Okay. Yeah, pretty much just usually, like, a promoter will contact us, or another band will say, hey, do you guys want to play a show? We got I need some bands to play, whatever. So
nice. Just
kind of do that. We don't really have like booking agents if you want, which we're talking about looking into someone that can maybe just take over doing that, maybe find somebody that just does the shows for us. That way we don't have to really worry about that too much, you know, focus on some other things. But a lot of those things, you know, you got to find the right person, you know, to do that stuff. So, but that would make a lot nicer for us, you know.
That's one of the things that I do for my bands. I'm a booking agent, a promoter, a manager, like all rolled into one. So that's why they love my ass, because I'm constantly booking for them. But that's what you got to do. It's the name of the game. You know, constantly talking about, you know, it's like a salesman. You got to constantly talk about your product.
Right. Well, we're hoping that,
you know, yeah.
We're hoping that some of the festivals will open up. We'd like to get on some festivals. Mm. Some stuff happens with that. So those would be nice booking shows to get on, you know, with some of the bands, because we like to play those kind of shows. Like with there's a lot of people out there, a lot of bands. Mm. It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun, you know. So we want to see if we throw some of those out there.
The festivals are the best.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking into doing like a female fronted metal, you know, band type festival. I've been wanting to do that for the last 2 years. And I was going to do it last year, and then COVID happened. But, you know, like, you just got to, like, I guess, pick your battles at this point. I'm glad to see everything's opening back up. And I'm glad that you guys are still, you know, hanging in there, and that you're trying to get back out there and try to do shows. I mean, there's been whole venues have gone out of business during this time. Bands have broken up. There's been a lot of just bullshit happening. You know what I mean? And I've been very saddened.
We've just been sitting back and being patient to see when things happen. And that's all we can do is follow what they allow the entertainment guidelines to be, you know, now. So.
Oh, of course. And every county is different. So this is kind of.
Every state is different.
Kind of interesting. Yeah. Every state, every county, just LA, just every county is completely different. So like what they're allowing in Orange County, they're not allowing in LA County. So. That's what I have to constantly be looking into that also, is like, what are the rules for the count, for the venues that are in the counties that we're trying to respond to, that we're trying to book on, you know what I mean? So it's very interesting trying to navigate during this whole time. It's been very crazy. So you said you got 4 new songs. And what are the names of the songs? So people, and give kind of like a description of each one. Like, what were you thinking in the moment when you wrote these songs?
Well, we just, these ones are new. They're not even out. We haven't even recorded them or anything like that. So, but we've been, we're going to try to go ahead and try some of the 3 new songs probably at our next show.
Okay, nice.
So it's, one's called Can't Breathe. The other one is called Our Time.
Okay.
Which we did at our last show that we did at the Doll Hub, we did a little video on that. So it's on our Facebook page. And so if you want to take a look at that on our Facebook page, it'll be that one. And then the other song is called No Warning. And a lot of the songs are about things that are going on with some of the riots that have been going on, some of the things that happened with the people being inside and can't, going crazy and depressed and stuff. So we try to write some, you know, kind of. A lot of that's just been on my mind because I've been at home a lot too, you know, working from home and my day job. And, you know, so it's like, I kind of, see what people are going through, and I know it's putting a lot of pressure on people. So I kind of wrote some stuff that talks a little bit about that, some different emotions going on with that, you know? So
that's good though. You know what I mean? It touches on things that people are feeling and what they're experiencing during this time.
Right.
You know, and that's good that, you know, you're keeping the music relevant. It's something that's going to, like, you know, be like, hey, like, this is a real thing. This is what's going on. You know, take a look at it, you know?
Right.
I like that. Yep. I like it. I like that you guys write like that. Well, what style of, would you put yourself in any kind of category, or would you say that you're metal?
Well, there's so many subgenres of metal now, I guess, you know, I don't know. But,
Too many.
I mean, we kind of just call ourselves kind of more like alternative metal, but it's
okay.
A lot of the newer stuff that we've been writing and stuff is getting a little bit more heavier, more like metalcore, you know, stuff like that.
Ooh. Okay, so, gotcha.
But so we definitely got a heavier side. We've got a more of a side that's just break it down and stuff a little bit towards more melodic, some stuff. Like we can go from extreme to a ballad, like, you know, our song, The Game. So that's kind of what we, you know, want to make sure we have enough dynamics out there so that everybody can kind of like our music from, you know, pretty much styles of, you know, that kind of style of music where they can understand the vocals and there's meaning to it, feeling to it. But there's also that heavy aggression where you got that emotion too. And that's a feeling as well that people go through. So when you express those things, you get not just only a certain kind of genre or a certain kind of people that come out, you know, maybe, you know, I try to, you know, it's not always a male show. It's male and female. You know, I want both genders, you know, both, you know, genders to come out. So
I like that. I like that. Not every band thinks like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like that you have that aspect. Mm-hmm. Now, so you sent me three songs tonight. Can you tell us the names of the songs and what each one's about?
Yeah, Outsider. That's the first video that we did first before Enemy came out. One of the first ones we did this last year. And it's just about some things that I was going through in my life or making a lot of decisions of what I did, you know, running into meeting certain people at shows and, you know, and trying to go a certain direction. And then knowing that, you know, I need to stay focused on my direction, what I'm doing. So, you know, just a lot of things going on. So I try to write the story that kind of, you know, kind of talks about things that that I was going through at the time. You know, in my personal life and, you know, try to, and then stuff going on with the band, you know, trying to, you know, always just have balance, you know, you gotta have balance. So, so that was what that song is about. And then, we released that called Outsider and then it's on YouTube. And then there's another song we did, which is called Enemy. And that's basically a song that I wrote the story about, a SEAL team guy that, had, the PTSD, from coming back from the Middle East. And
makes sense.
You know, so I kind of wrote something that kind of relates to that. So if you go check out the video, it's got a really good storyline. I don't know if you've seen the video. It talks about
The videos were awesome.
Yeah.
The videos for both songs were really great.
Thank you. And so that's what it talks about that. And then the game is more about like just when people try to like, you know, have relationships with each other, how they sometimes they don't always there's always a certain respect, but there's also certain things that there's not good communication there always. And so you don't know if it's really, you know, things that should happen. So that was kind of one of my emotional mm-hmm. sides that I kind of wrote, kind of got deep on it because I've seen a lot of that, you know, with people and stuff where they just, you know, bad relationships that don't work out. You know, there's always, so it's called
playing the games.
You know, playing games, you know, so it's
playing
like,
games, head
you know,
games,
instead of being bullshit. Real, you know, and not, you know, letting the person know what's really up, you know? So kind of, that's what that mm-hmm. one was about. I had to make it a ballad.
goes right back to that whole subject we were talking about, toxicity, you know, toxic relations, toxic, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and that's happened, you know, with people with, especially with all the stuff that's been going on where people are sheltered now in their houses with each other, relationships are just could be toxic. Now you're, a lot of people don't see each other all day long. They don't, and you know, they don't, they've got their, they got what's called balance. Remember I was talking about balance where yeah. they got their job. Maybe they go to the gym, they got things to hang out with their friends and then they go home to their wife, you know, maybe have dinner, you know, or they're going to do a movie on the weekend, something, but there's balance right. there. So it's like sometimes, when you with person all the time, you find out, gosh, man, I just can't hang out with this person like 24/7 all the time, you know? And so there could right. be things going on in the relationship, you know?
Yeah. I watched that show, was it SVU, you know, Special Victims Unit. Mm-hmm. And they talk, and the main character, Benson, says that a time like this is a really bad time for, like, people that are abused at home. Mm-hmm. Because now you've got all these kids and or husbands or wives. It's not always the wife that gets beat, okay? Their husbands get beat too. They just don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
I've seen men that were abused by their wives. So I know it goes both ways. I know typically, statistically, it's more women that are abused than men. But again, men don't speak out. So how do we know the real number? But a time like this is a really bad time because agitation, frustration, pent up energy, all these things going on. You got somebody who's a drinker, or because of this, they became depressed and now they drink more. Now they're beating on their wife or their kid more or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So this was a really bad time for a lot of people for many different reasons.
Right.
So, you know, so I try to look at it from different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to play our first song. And what I do is what they call dealer's choice. You're the dealer. You choose in which order you would like the songs played. So okay. Which one do you want to play first?
Let's go with Outsider.
Okay. All right. So, Ronan, can you please cue up Outsider? So this is Outsider by Pandemic Unleashed. Jenny's Real Talk about my top radio channel. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah.
Woo. Nice.
Outsider. Gotta love it, man. Woo. Damn. That's some good stuff. I can't wait to see you guys on stage again.
Yeah.
You guys
we're excited.
Like,
yeah, we're getting, trying to get we're getting pumped up for it.
You guys go hard. And that would be a great venue to see you at too. Like stages would be because it's a good size.
Yeah, we played there a few times. It's good. We like it there. It's good. Got a good sound.
Who did you open for in the past? Anybody that you really loved?
We played with Trapped there.
Ooh, good band.
So we did a show with good them. And we played another. I think it was a. Just a local show with
like a bunch of local bands.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard of the band Hour 11. They were play there. A couple other bands too. I can't remember, but it was kind of a pretty decent show with local bands out there. But that was a while ago. It was like a House of Metal show that they had going on there. I think.
Very nice. Very nice. I could see you guys down at like House of Blues. Even maybe,
yeah, we played in Anaheim there.
Did you okay? You did the one in Anaheim, okay?
Yeah, the new one, it's pretty good. Yeah.
I haven't been to that one yet. Is it a decent size?
It's a really nice venue, yeah. It's nice.
I've been to the one in San Diego, a punk metal band I used to manage, Satanic Johnny, played down there. That was a good show. It's a nice little venue. They have a lot of great venues in Southern California. They really do. I really love the whiskey, though. I miss the whiskey.
Yeah, I like playing some of the big range. I want to try to see if we can play at the Grove.
Oh, the Grove in Anaheim. Fuck yeah. That'd be a good show.
Yeah, that was pretty good playing that place. It's pretty nice.
Look at that, the Garden Amphitheater. Is that like next door it or right?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's right near there. No, that's Buena Park. I think that's in Buena Park. But same difference. Anaheim, Buena Park, where the fuck ever. It's the same goddamn place, basically.
Yeah. But the venue at the Grove of Anaheim is really nice. The stage is really nice. It holds a lot of people. We did a show there with a band called Dope.
So,
but it was a while ago.
Dope is good. That would have been a good show too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to play our second song. What would you like to play? We're going to do a back-to-back because we only have 10 minutes left, so I wanted to, like, bam, bam, like, you know. Which order do you want to play?
Let's go with the game and then go with enemy kind of at the end.
Okay, I got you. All right, Ronan, can you replay the game and then enemy in that order? Pandemic Unleashed. Denny's World Talk. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Something's always in the room. feel the weakness, just another day. Pull myself up from drowning, but not today.
Why are you?
Fuck yeah.
Rocking, huh?
Oh, that was amazing. Ah, I hate for this to even end. This has been an awesome interview, dude. I really thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
I really miss all you guys. I miss my brother Nathan's fucking show. Shout out again, Youngblood Productions. Nathan Young. Thank you so much. So this has been Pandemic Unleashed, everybody. Amazing music. Go check them out everywhere. Where can people find you quickly? Social media, websites, that kind of stuff.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube, Spotify. Those are the music.
Just type in Pandemic Unleashed. You will find them.
Go Google it, Pandemic Unleashed, and you can find everything you want for us.
Google the fuck out of them.
Right on.
He's like, Google me, God damn it. I'm like, Google me, bitch. All right, everybody, go check out their show. Go support. How much does it cost to get in that night?
$25 to get into the Dima show.
Not bad at all. But, $25
at the door. But if you want some discount tickets, we're giving some discount tickets out to some of our friends and family. So you go to our event on Facebook, we'll give you a discount.
Okay, awesome. Go to their event page for Pandemic Unleashed. It's at Stages in Santa Ana, May 8th. That's a Saturday. Shows doors open at 7. Show probably starts around like 7:38. Go check it out. Get discount tickets. Hit up Gino. Gino Gavlik. Go check him out. Go check out the band, Pandemic Unleashed. Listen to them. Watch their videos. Support. Go see an amazing concert. Thank you, dude, so much for being on tonight. We appreciate you. Have an amazing show. I'm probably going to be hitting you up for discount tickets, friends and family.
Yes.
All right, dude. Hell yeah. It's a fucking Saturday night. We might be there.
Sounds good.
Peace out, dude.
Peace out.
Be safe.
You too. Take care.
You too, man. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.